Is hypnotic regression possible? Yeah, I have a whole book on demystifying reincarnation where I've analyzed about hypnotic.
People have some fears already from the height, starting.
Yeah,
from
hypnotic birth, regression. Yeah, I'll explain that. Okay, I'll explain that. See, hypnotic regression has been found to help people deal with certain fears. Like you said, if somebody has great fear of heights, that person may be taken by hypnotic regression to a previous life. Brian Weiss is a pioneer among this kind of hypnotic regression therapy. And he takes the person to a previous life and the person remembers, I fell from a big height. And then that person gets freed from that fear. So, hypnotic regression as a therapy has been found to be beneficial in terms of helping people deal with fears. But whether that necessarily implies that what the person saw in that regression was a previous life or not, that is something which is open to debate. Because during hypnosis, a person is very highly vulnerable to suggestion. So if the hypnotizer suggests something, that suggestion may be taken by the hypnotized person as a recollection. So that's why hypnotic regression is not the most reliable way of determining the authenticity of past life memories. You can have other factors. There is also the other thing that happens sometimes. Sometimes when a person goes into regression, certain emotions may get triggered and the person's behavior may change, not in a positive way, but in a negative way. Some fears may come up also because of what one sees in the hypnotic regression. It doesn't happen very often, but it can happen. But Joel Witten is a researcher, he's written the book Life Between Life. And there he has talked about xenoglossy and xenography during hypnotic regression. Xenoglossy is speaking in a foreign language. Xenography is writing in a foreign language. So, in my book I have talked about one person, Harold, whom he studied. So, during hypnotic regression, he said that he was a Viking warrior. And then he spoke certain things, and then Joel Witten told him to write certain things down. And he started writing those things down. And when he wrote those things down, it just appeared like gibberish. But eventually, when they investigated, they took the script to linguists who specialized in the language of the Vikings. And he found he had written perfectly legible text. And another time again he was taken in hypnotic regression. And at that time, he again wrote something which seemed like just scrawls. But then when he took it to a linguist, they found that he had written something in a language that had existed from the 2nd century to the 6th century. And is extinct now. And barely half a dozen people all over the world, they know that language. And he had no contact with anybody knowing that language. In fact, after he came out of hypnotic regression, at that time, he said, what is this? This doesn't make any sense to me. This is just scrawls. But the linguist recognized it. So there are cases of this xenoglossy and xenography. So these cannot just be suggestions, because neither the suggester nor the suggested had any knowledge of that language. So hypnotic regression may help as a therapy, but as evidence for the reality of past life, that is debatable. But within hypnotic regression, if there is xenoglossy and xenography, where there is tangible evidence that this is what the person wrote and the person couldn't have known that in any other way, then that is much stronger evidence for past life memories. Okay? Thank you.
You were saying about the...
Yeah. Sorry?
Okay, last question.
Yeah.